We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled The Christian Church Community. Today's devotional was written by Abraham D. Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Philippians 2, 1-3. Therefore, if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort provided by love, any fellowship in the Spirit, any affection or mercy, complete my joy and be of the same mind, by having the same love, being united in spirit, and having one purpose. Instead of being motivated by selfish ambition or vanity, each of you should, in humility, be moved to treat one another as more important than yourself. I have just read from the New English Translation. After Dan Lotti believed, one major reason he grew so quickly was because he plugged into a healthy church community. His father and other family members had threatened to disown him because he had become a Christian, but he did not feel alone. In the church, he found true brothers and sisters. That was one of the strongest confirmations to him that he was in God's will. He experienced a kind of love he had never known before. The people in his church cared for him deeply and sacrificially. There was a time he fell ill and had to take a break from his normal activities. During that period, he was surrounded by his spiritual family. His biological family was mostly absent, but his church members stood by him. His mother and younger sister, who still maintained a quiet relationship with him, were amazed at what they saw. They watched as his church members went out of their way to care for him. One of them, Steve, even took a day off work just to stay with him in the hospital. Others visited, prayed, and supported him. Through this, they saw a love that could only come from Christ. As disciples growing in Christ, God expects us to treat members of our church community, or small group, with genuine love and care, just like we would treat beloved family members. In fact, our bond in Christ is even stronger than natural family ties because it is eternal. To rightly discern the body of Christ is to recognize this truth and live accordingly. Today's passage teaches us to value other brethren above ourselves. This means we treat our brethren better than we would want to be treated. This is what it means to properly discern the body of Christ. When believers are rightly connected in love and unity, they experience the life and strength that flows through the body. But when this is ignored, disconnection occurs, and people miss out on the benefits of spiritual community. Scripture also warns about this. In 1 Corinthians 11, 29-30, we are told that those who do not rightly discern the body can experience weakness, sickness, and even premature death. This shows how seriously God takes our relationship with one another in the body of Christ. Go into today remembering that one of the clearest marks of true disciples is their love for God demonstrated in their love for one another. Jesus said that this is how the world will know we belong to him. See John 13:35. Prayer. Lord, help me love my brothers and sisters in Christ sincerely. Teach me to walk in unity, humility, and genuine care. Let my life reflect your love in the body of Christ. Amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from 1 Corinthians 5-6. click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.